I'm Aaron Schachter, and this is The World. President Obama is still planning to go to Russia next month to attend a G20 summit, but as far as meeting face-to-face with his Russian counterpart Vladimir Putin, it's not going to happen. The White House announced the rare diplomatic snub today. It comes as U.S.-Russia relations have hit a rougher-than-usual patch. President Obama wasn't pleased by Putin's recent decision to grant asylum to NSA leaker Edward Snowden. Plus, Washington and Moscow have also clashed on other issues. Jack Matlock was the U.S. ambassador to the Soviet Union from 1987 to 1991. And Ambassador, simple question, your thoughts on President Obama's decision?
Well, I think it's unfortunate that he has decided not to go to Moscow. But, you know, my experience with the Reagan and first Bush administration is that it's better to keep talking than to break off talks. And when things got stuck in our negotiations, we found that if the leaders would simply relax, sit down, and maybe go back to square one and start talking to each other, that built trust that we were able to make progress later. Now, I don't think that the president going to Moscow in the current atmosphere was going to automatically solve our differences. But I think that it would have given him a chance to say, look, let's put that aside for the moment. Tell me, Vladimir, he might say, what do you see the most important problems facing both of our countries, and how do you think we should go about them? And I think that sort of conversation can pave the way for some changes.
Now, the differences that you're talking about are not exactly a secret. Last night, President Obama went on The Tonight Show with Jay Leno and talked a little bit about what he calls a break in the U.S.-Russia relationship.
And they still help us on supplying our troops in Afghanistan. They're still helping us on counterterrorism work. They were helpful after the Boston bombing in that investigation. And so there's still a lot of business that we can do with them. But there have been times where they slip back into Cold War thinking and, right. and a Cold War mentality.
Ambassador Matlock, is there still a Cold War mentality?
Oh, there is, but it's on both sides. And I think some of the attitudes we see coming from the United States are straight out of the Cold War. Now, you take Syria. Now, why did he say fairly early on the game, Assad must go? Now, it's not up for to us, I think, to start telling other leaders they need to leave. And I think that's what drives a lot of foreigners up the wall. Most people don't like foreigners interfering in their domestic politics. We wouldn't tolerate it. And yet our people, particularly our Congress, does it all the time.
Ambassador, during the 80s, there was a funny skit on Saturday Night Live. This was also another period of tension between the U.S. and Russia. And in the skit, Reagan went on television and condemned the Russians for doing something or other at the time. And then when the press conference was over, he called up the Russian leader and they were just chatting like old friends. I wonder if, you know, perhaps there is a relationship behind the scenes that that we're missing.
Well, the chemistry is not good between our two presidents, and it is very useful if it is. Now, after all, when Reagan first met Gorbachev, Gorbachev went back and told the Politburo, this man is a political dinosaur. But when Reagan died, Gorbachev came to his funeral and praised him for being, you know, a very insightful political leader and statesman. So I don't think that simply being friends necessarily solves problems. One thing you have to do is respect the other, at least publicly. Now, I know the president reacted to the whole Snowden affair. Frankly, I don't think the Russians want him. They tried to get rid of him, and they weren't successful. But the fact is that they look at the relationship as reciprocal. And we have given political asylum to people that they have characterized as terrorists. Now, I think we were probably right in doing so, and I don't think we should automatically send people back just because another government says they're terrorists. But if we stand on that principle, they are really not able to send Snowden back. Now, it won't surprise me if he doesn't start thinking about in a year or two ways he can get back, even if he has to face a trial.
Jack Matlock was the U.S. ambassador to the Soviet Union from 1987 to 1991. We spoke to him from his home in Princeton. Thank you so much, sir.
Glad to be with you.